Yes, I got very passionate about these automatic external defibrillators. They're guaranteed to save a life. The folks that we have the purchase order from happen to be personal friends of mine, and I just like to see them everywhere. We've got them at our church. We've got them on almost every airplane in America because it's, I think, the law now. They've saved many, many people's lives. And in the past 6 months, three people have died while other cities have waited and decided if they're going to make this purchase or not. So if we do have the money, I hope we spend it on something that will save some people's lives and not just some street signs. And about the street signs, if I was looking at our budget, and it looks like our tickets are up 48%. So if anybody has some extra money, maybe the police department does. And also in the report of the Heart of Dunwoody, on page 11, it shows that deaths from that can be saved from these automatic defibrillators, or it could be 250,000 people a year. People who are killed by traffic accidents, from people who are speeding, there's only 30,000 deaths per year from them. So we can just put that in perspective, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Potbar. Cheryl Summers?
She had the name.
Okay. Is there any substitute for Ms. Summers? All right, Francis Schutte.
Hi, I'd like to say a couple words about Dunwoody's community. When I think of Dunwoody as a community, I think of sharing of ideas, I think of friendship between groups, I think of help and support between events and other celebrations. I don't think events should be a competition between one or the other, and I don't think one nonprofit group should dictate to another nonprofit group when they should have their own event. I'd like to point out that the Dunwoody Nature Center is having their event this weekend, and I am thrilled, and I'm usually going to be there looking at the butterflies. And the following weekend, one weekend later, there is a very large parade. Nobody has said, wow, that's 1 week apart. Instead, the community is thrilled because it gives us as citizens more things to do, more things for our citizens to stay here for, spend their money, spend their time, and I just really, in my heart, believe that no one group can tell another group when they can and cannot celebrate. I'd also like to say in Decatur, which you just repeated is a very successful city, and in Norcross, they have one event after the other. And the citizens are very proud. They take part in more than one. They volunteer. And once again, they share and they help each other. And I would like to see our art festival be in the spring of 2010. Thank you.
Thank you, Francis. All right. That was the last comment card. So with that, I will make a motion to adjourn.
Sorry.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Return.